Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimal results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, everyone. It's your lady, Miss Foxbody. I'm here tonight with Mr. Tricky Ricky. If you would like to speak, please press 1 and I will open your mic. Tricky Ricky, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Miss Foxbody. How are you this evening?
I'm great.
That's good, that's good. Before we get started, can you tell me if my co-host is on with us yet, Mr. Nephew Pete?
He is not, but as soon as he comes on, I'll turn his mic directly on.
Okay, okay. All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Race Talk Thursdays with me, your host, Tricky Ricky, my engineer, Ms. Foxbody, and soon to be on, Nephew Pete. Okay. Nephew Pete.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
What's up, bro?
Ain't no whole lot, man. Ain't no whole lot. Take it easy.
I hear you, I hear you. Today, I said we're going to discuss the past the races that took place up at Buzz Creek. We got some stuff getting ready to jump off down at down to Dinwiddie, and then we got 2 weeks left for the tracks to be open. I don't know about DMP schedule, but I know Buzz Creek got 2 more weekends open, weather permitting. Maybe the same for VMP. I was trying to get William Brown. I don't know if his number changed or not, but maybe if you could get in touch with William Brown for me, we can get him on. But as I said last week, I was going to start a prayer. So if we can take a minute, say a prayer, and then we can move on with the show. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. As I said, with today we're just gonna recap what went on at Buzz Creek. There's been a lot of talk going on about who's gonna race and who ain't racing and who's scared of who. I did kind of reach out to to Cubby and Ricky Fox and a serial killer, Cliff, known as Serial Killer, and the Wiki Bird, to see if, you know, they can get on here and close some of their disputes. I know Cubby and Ricky Fox, or the Ugly Mustang, ran this weekend. I don't know if they were trying to rerun that, but I don't know the whole story. That's why I was trying to reach out to them to see what was going on, to have them come on here and say what they had to say. I know the situation with Cliff and Wicked Bird is kind of ongoing thing. So they done built up some hype now, so people want to see that race. So we just going to cover that and then get into what's going on the 24th down to VNP. Pete, what's all got going on down there?
Man, everybody quiet, man. I don't think nobody doing too much down here. I talked to Shot Dog today, and I know he was done for the season, but he had a change of heart, so I think he's trying to come over next weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I guess he's going to make a surprise visit at VMP, and he might sure race that everybody's been looking for. It's been talked about, so who knows what's going to happen.
Okay, so he isn't locked in with anybody to race on the
24th? No, he was trying to lock in with Purple Ring, but I don't know what's going to happen with that. You know, they was trying to get that race organized. But then they was talking about him and Bill Mellors racing. So I don't know exactly what all they're going to do that race. They're still working it out.
Right. Well, what's going on with our VA buddies, the horsemen, Gene and Kenny?
Well, I think Gene probably done for next year, of course, you know. Kenny going to come to deal with it next week. That's his plan. And try to do a little testing for Florida. So that's all we got on the agenda right now.
Okay. So Kenny looking to go down to Florida on the 18th to the 14th to Baldy's race, huh?
Yeah, we definitely going unless something bad happens between now and then. But other than that, as long as everything goes planned, we definitely gonna be there.
Okay. Well, I hope nothing bad happens. I'm a testament to that something bad happened to me.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed in you this weekend.
Well, some people said they were. I mean, as it's been talked about, why did I have to do this? Why did I have to do that? I go out the same way every time. You know, I don't leave nothing on the table. So it was what it was. I didn't do anything different. I had something to malfunction, but you know, it's a part of racing. I didn't gripe about it, didn't bitch about losing or anything like that. But I'll be back. And better than ever. So I know they listening. You know, y'all got y'all win and victory or whatever you want to call it. But I still stand behind what I say. Y'all can't beat me. You can't beat me. You won, but you still can't beat me. If I'm arrogant for that, all right, well, I'm arrogant. So I'm big-headed. I was told by somebody today that I should be more humble and more gracious about losing. I think I'm probably one of the most humble people out there racing. You know, nothing different than me and anybody else who win or lose. I'm still going to talk shit. You know, it's part of the game.
Yeah, the thing is, with that, man, you should be humble with losing because it ain't like it's your first loss. So, I mean, if you race a lot, and you keep racing, you're going to win races and lose races. So you learn how to win with class and lose with class. So
right.
It ain't like it's your first loss. So you should know how to humble yourself because you had a couple losses already. So
yeah, well, I mean, that's how I look at it. Nobody's going to go out and win every race that they're in. And as you said, I done won some and I lost some. Do it hurt a little more to lose something that you should have won? Yeah, but it's still a race, you know, and anything can happen at any time. So I'm cool with it. For whatever reason, they don't get that, but I'm cool with it. I'm not a poor sport. I'm not a poor loser. You know what I mean? Just I'll be back. But I'm still going to feel the same way. You can't beat me. And if you fought me for feeling that way, then fought me. But that's just how I feel. So it is what it is. But I'll see what happens next year. Hopefully get a little lighter and get a little better. That's all I can ask for. So, Ms. Foxbody, what we got going on? We have any participants yet?
No, we do not.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Cubby said he was going to call in. What did he say? He look for a...
Right now I have a 017898. Call it 301-7898. Your mic is on.
Yeah, what's going on, Pete? What's going on, Rick? Hey, what's up?
Trev.
This the Hatton Boys. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, and I got G Money should be calling in. Cubby should be calling in.
Yeah, that's why I'm just getting ready to get with Cubby's number. I don't know G Money's number or Cubby's number, but I don't know G Money's number. But Cubby is calling from a last four 7377.
If Mr. Hatton keep is going on, Rick, we're gonna have to change the name to the Hot Boys instead of the Hatton Boys. ever since he got that thing right, boy, he was getting on the road.
Yeah, just trying to knock down the haters. All the haters, there's a lot of haters out there. They hate to see you going fast. And for an example, this weekend, a lot of haters on Cubby's team, which they realize that they can hate, but they can't beat.
Right.
You know, they had me come down there, and Cubby wanted me to come down and back him up because he had so many haters. And get down there, and the guys try to buy a race, stipulate changes, stipulations. Don't want to run until after they run Cubby, or they want to run for 5,000 or 4,000, and then they want to run for the 8th mile and all kinds of crap. But that's okay. We'll take that win.
Okay. So, you and Cubby on the same team, or
we're on the same. Me, him, and Derek, you know, on the same team. But we got our sights on Serial Killer now. If you
don't put that number ball in there.
If you want to, Cubby's on the line now.
Okay, yeah. I just got that. I was trying to wait till you finish. Cubby.
Yeah, we got our sights on Serial Killer. If he want to step up to the plate, we asked him the other day. He turned it down. He wanted to run G-Money. So, if you ever want to step up to the plate, we would definitely take him out.
Okay.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hello. What's going on, Rick?
What's happening, Cubby? How you doing?
Good for having me on, man.
Well, I appreciate you calling, man. Y'all been playing around on Facebook long enough, man. You got to step up to the real form when we get this done.
Yeah, I'm trying, man.
What's going on, Cubby?
Ain't too much. What's going on, Pete?
Ain't a whole lot. Hey, congratulations on your win, man. Hey, as you're getting that call, man, you're doing good. We're just starting off, man. You're doing good.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Give you props.
I'm trying, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get some excitement going on back in the grudge game out here.
Hey, wait. You are doing your thing. You can race more than last month than a lot of guys raced all year. So you dance or try.
See, I don't mind losing. I just want to get out there and race, you know. I mean, you know what we went through with the bike, so, I mean, now that I get in something, I don't have to worry about how much I weigh and all that, you know. It's fun, man. I had more fun in this car since I've been racing bikes.
Yeah, I, you're right, but that's one reason why I stopped with the bikes, because it's easy just to go ahead and spend your money on something that you can get in and something happen, or if you lose, you know what happened, or enjoy your own money. If you tear it up, then building something and let somebody else tear it up for you or lose your money. So it's definitely more enjoyment than cars, something that you can drive or ride yourself.
Nah. I mean, I hear a whole lot of stuff going on with that race, this race, and, you know, that with Ricky and his car lost power and all that, this and that, or whatever. When I passed him, his candles were still lit on that car. So, to clear all that up, he was still under power when I passed him. You know? Everybody say I slept a tree. You know better than that. I mean, my car almost cut off. You look on YouTube, everything. So that's why I sat there. I'll run them back. But, I mean, I don't know. I got to get my damn carburetors and all that fixed. And, you know, I got to work out this little problem I got.
Oh, okay. So to enlighten me, because I saw the race on YouTube, but I didn't know what was going on. Was there some discrepancy in the race?
About what? Nah.
No, I'm asking because I didn't know what went on. So I'm asking, was there some kind of discrepancy about the race?
Nah, I didn't hear nothing about the race.
Okay.
They lost point blank. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, I ain't asking that
because you said somebody said that he wasn't under power, but when you passed him, he had the candle.
I mean, a lot of people say he cut off and cut the car off, and, you know, people going to say all kinds of shit. They
right.
say he cut the car off on me. That's the only reason why I caught him. When I got by him, his candle, it was fire coming out of his pipe.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, yeah, I could complain about my car almost cut off at the starting line. But you don't hear me doing it. I got problems with my car.
Right.
That's why I can't I got to get that figured out because I can't keep doing it.
Exactly.
I mean, you wouldn't go out there and race your car and you can't cut a decent light. I mean, I'm smarter than that. So he called me back. He called me the day after or something like, let's run it back, let's do it this weekend. I gotta get this figured out first. I can't keep going out there and taking that chance.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta respect that. If you have a problem, then, you know, you gotta get the stuff straight. Not saying that he's doing that, but most people would continue to try to, you know, jump right on you, knowing that you got a problem or something wrong with your stuff.
Okay.
You know, but as you said, you know, you're smarter than that than to keep dealing with a problem, but still trying to race just to be racing. So that's foolish. So that's cool. Hat was that race with you and that was Somerville that you was lined up with, right? Was that a race or that's just y'all happen to line up together?
Yeah, well, we just happened to line up. But you can rest assured it was pride on the line with that. And I wasn't going to stop at anything to make sure I got down there and turn that light on. I had no idea of the casualty that I almost could have had because if I had let out. But trust me, I had no intentions on doing that. Right, Pete? I'm trying to keep that winning streak going.
Yeah, that looked pretty bad on the video.
Yeah, it was, it's obvious you can see that he didn't want to lose neither. But, you know, like I told them boys, it's pretty hard getting around that black plague, and they got to give everything they got to get around it. But, yeah, I'm glad I came out safe because that looked very, everybody told me it was very close. And so I plan on sitting out until VMP, and I think that we're going to be it on that.
Okay. Yeah, man, all these drivers got to be careful, man. And, you know, if you're in the wrong lane, you know, you can't go down the track behind somebody. You know, you got to be safe. Think about other people's safety and their cars. Mm-hmm. That the money you spend in these cars, you know, it's just crazy.
Well, I got a question. Y'all know it's cold. Why these guys waiting so long with these small tire cars to try to race when y'all should be racing when the sun out? Or, you know, I'm looking, y'all racing 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, man, this track got to be cold when y'all on small tires. Man, y'all took
man, we had pants. We had that thing. We had it locked in, and I got there. We both pulled up at the same time. They got up. They got their car together and made a pass. You know, I filled my own bottles and all that. I done all that by myself, you know. I wanted to make sure everything was straight before I made a pass. So it took me a little while to do that. And I went up there. I pulled my car up there, and they had the lanes closed. So I couldn't run. I had to wait till the next, you know, the next pass. So they made a pass. We locked in. You make one pass, I make one pass. So we done that. They made that pass, so I had to make mine. I can't just run them right straight off the trail. So,
Okay. I got you. So basically the track held y'all back because it wouldn't let you run until the next session.
Right.
I got you.
Right. I didn't make that. I mean, it ain't like one of us got there later than the other. I just didn't make that session when they went up and ran. So, I mean, you know, it was packed. Everybody knows it was a lot of people down there. So it is what it is. I got to make a pass before I run.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Cubby. What time do you get to the track?
I got to the track like 10:30, something like that. Maybe 10:45, right. Something.
And what time did you get to make your first pass?
It was like,
it was late.
Man, it was late.
All right, well, if you don't remember, I would use myself for an example. I got to the track at 12 o'clock. I sat from 12 o'clock till 4.
Yeah.
Before I made my first pass and had to be in the lane to run marking them at 4:30.
What was told to me to
call in. Or it was said to send an email, and you know, right now I'm not going to be too frank not to say nothing. I thought it was kind of disrespectful to get pushed off because I had the wrong nitrous line on my bottle. Now in my car, on my nitrous lines, I got T handles on my line, so you don't need a wrench. You just twist it off by hand and twist it back on. They wouldn't allow me enough time for my crew guy to change my line, yet the Undertaker came up there, did a burnout, backed up, launched, shook the tires, got half track, backed up, cut the car, restarted the car, and launched again. So if a car such as myself or any other small-time car is not allowed the necessary time to fix whatever they got fixed while they're on the line, why should somebody like the Undertaker car be able to do what he did and it's okay?
Yeah, I understand that. It's not okay. I mean, you go down there, this is a testing tune, you know, not a bracket race.
Yeah. Okay, we got G Money on. We got Stevie and Big Gene. Stevie, how you doing? Stevie, you there? Hello? It's Fox Body.
He's on. He must have muted his phone because his mic is on.
Okay. Big Gene, you there?
Yes, sir. How's it going, Tricky?
All right, what's going on, Gene?
Not a whole lot. Just calling in for the show and listening to see what happened. I was in Maryland on Sunday, but I didn't get to stay that late. It got chilly, and we went to the swap meet and came on back. I heard y'all boys did some good racing.
Yeah, we got it in a little bit. Got it in a little bit. Made a little bit of excitement.
Yeah, like Pete said, you can't win them all. Stuff's going to happen. We know that for a fact this year. Things happen. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that I know firsthand. You know, I went 1-1 against the Virginia guys a little early this year. And just the luck of the draw, like I said, I had a malfunction. Some would say, you know, I put it on kill to do this and do that. You know, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but, you know, something malfunctioned in my car. And I'll share that information because the same problem I had Sunday, I had last year at 75 and 80. Same incremental time on the track, same location, same problem. So I got something going on that's not right.
Well, that's one thing for sure. We always got next year, a fresh new year coming, so we got time to get straight over the one.
Yeah, well, I'm personally not going to wait as long as I did this year. So, you know, they say they'll run me back, and I said that they was, you know, man of their word and going to honor what they said. We look to do it again next year.
There you go.
Mr. G Money.
What's going on, man?
How you doing, sir?
I'm chilling, baby. Chilling like a villain. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. I appreciate you taking time out your evening to call in the show.
Yeah, you know I'm going to support the show, man. Me and my boy Haddon, he told me to come on and get on with it, you know?
Yeah. I understand that you and Cliff, which I sent Cliff a message, but I don't know if he's on yet. You and Cliff did a little something down there Sunday?
Yeah, just a little light, little bit there, you know. First, it was a couple of guys. Another friend of ours, he was the one that, like, set all this good stuff up. I've never seen Cliff or the Serial Killer or anybody. I didn't know what it was all about until I put my feelers out. I waited for him. I heard you say that why the guys wait so late. Shucks, man, I was there at 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock when the gates opened and hung out all day until you seen that race.
Oh, okay.
But you know,
so
you
made, that was your first run, or you made shakedowns and no shakedowns?
Well, he said once we first got ourselves together, he said he would like to do a shakedown. I said, well, I might as well do a shakedown too. And
okay,
he did a shake, I did a shake, and then we started to talk about it a little bit. And first of all, we had put it up like one of the guys came to me and said, you know, what do you think we could do it for, or whatever. And I said, well, to make it easy on both of us, let's just, you know, try the car because my car ain't right either. I'm having a little issue, you know, just clearing the eighth mile. I can blast it through the eighth now. But once you clear the eighth, well, I said maybe like $100. You know, then I got to thinking later on, I said, man, you know, if your car ain't totally right, why would you bet some money? So I said, why don't you just line up? And so we did.
Cool.
You know, my car, you know, with the, you know how sometimes your trans brake, when you don't have complete trans pressure, your trans pressure is not high and it's low, your car could, like, lunge forward when you stage it.
Right.
And he was already in the lights. And usually, G-Money is always sitting there waiting for you. But homeboy got to me that time and he was waiting. So what I did, I lay back, and when I hit the button, my car lunged forward and I waited for his green. When his light went green, we both took off.
Okay.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I wasn't behind him. I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah, I saw you shout out there in front of him, but what was it down the bottom? Did you still have your problem?
I never seen it. Even with the car popping.
Yeah, I did hear that in the video.
Yeah, even with the car popping, now he. You know, I went on, Street Freaks. You know, for the first time, his first time I ever looked on Street Freaks, and him and Styles was having some words, and he said that he would give me the back tire anytime I want.
Okay, well, I reached out to him. I'm waiting for him to get on. So as soon as Ms. Foxbody let me know that he's in queue or he's on the show, I'm gonna get him on, and he got some explaining to do. He got three of y'all on here that was trying to get some action from him. But until then, we got a special guest on, Mr. Pro Stock Joe.
Tricky Ricky, what's up, Doctor?
What's happening, sir?
Holding on with both hands, scared to let go.
I hear that. What you got good for us?
Oh, man, I'll just call in and, you know, do a little support. And, you know, I heard your little commentary before, and I have some thoughts about that if you'd like to hear.
Okay. I'm all ears.
You said you had the same problem at the same spot in the track every time?
No, just as last year. Last year, I burned a valve last year at another race, right around the 3:30, and I had it backfired, and I had a backfire Sunday, right at the 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Same situation, same location on the track though.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm realizing now that I have some kind of problem somewhere. So now I have to look over my stuff thoroughly.
Mm. Yeah, you got a problem, all right. I can tell you what the problem is.
What's the problem?
You may not want me to tell you, but I can definitely tell you what the problem is.
Nah, I'm listening.
You don't know what you're doing.
You need to hire somebody that knows what they're doing, and you fix that problem right away. Well, I won't say I don't know what I'm doing. I've been dealing with this same motor since 2006, so, and you done blow it up 15 times. I've been listening to you on your show. You done blow it up 15 times. Well, why did you keep blowing it up? Either the motor ain't no good or the person that's tuning ain't doing a good job. So what you been doing? It's messed up twice.
It's messed up twice in two years since 2006, so damn it, I'm doing real good. The hell with what you saying? Okay, Trigger Reggie, every time I hear you talk to you on the phone or every time I hear you catch a race, my motor messed up. That's just all I'm hearing, that your motor messed up. But, I mean, I love you, I love you like a play cousin, but you don't know what the hell you're doing. You keep blowing your damn motor up. I mean, is it just you or is it somebody else?
I don't went from you loving me like a brother to a play cousin. God damn, Joe, you get demoted in the family, man. What's going on?
You don't blow up your car too many times. No, I'm bullshit.
That's cool. I respect that. We got Mr. William Brown on the line also. I know he got something to do with the VMP race. Mr. William Brown.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, we got, hey, on, sir. Check it, Ricky. Yes, sir. What's happening? Oh, all right. Yeah, man, I heard about it doing up here. Just calling y'all fellas to remind y'all, I know Larry T. Pryor spread the word. VMP the 24th, Saturday after Thanksgiving. We got grudge racing all day long, gates open 10, racing start at 11. And you know VMP, 11 to 11. You know, don't care if you're in the burnout box, 11 o'clock, they shutting down. As of right now, the weather's going to be pretty decent in the 60s, but, you know, that can go up or down in the up-and-coming days. We got a quick 32 top sportsman field, paying 1500 500 and 250 $75 entry fee. We got a gambler's race, and the gambler's race paying $1,000 if you when you buy your test and tune ticket for $30, that automatically enters you into the gambler's race if you want to run for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
We got some lock-ins going on. Me and Purple Rain locked in for a rematch. But if anybody want to buy a Purple Nova, I'm pretty sure they're going to be selling it after I kick their ass again. I got Short Dog and this end of the day, Billy Meadows and Short Dog, they got a little feud going on. I guess they had something going on up in Summerduck some months back, and they didn't settle. It didn't happen the way they wanted to happen. So Billy Meadows and Short Dog, they got something locked in, and they're gonna run. We got the old
Jack. Short Dog and Purple Rain. Short Dog, Purple Rain locked in on my show tonight too.
Okay, okay. You got the old Jacks. You got Sniper. They locked in to run. You got I think it's still in negotiations, but I have gotten the word that they're gonna head that way if the weather is pretty acceptable. You got the Beast that's gonna run Michael Martin and possibly Blue Magic. You know, up there. It hasn't been locked in money wise, but the Beast said he's coming to kick ass, and Michael Martin said he's gonna be there to kick ass, and Blue Magic is floating around in the air, but I'm pretty sure Mark is going to come through and he's going to show up.
And Motor City Jimbo and Heavy Gang, those boys from Detroit, and Flex out of Andy Harris out of New York, the White Lightning Mustang versus Never Scared Racing from Detroit, those boys is looking to lock in too and come down to the show.
Okay.
And Motor City Jimbo coming down to VMP?
Motor City Jimbo. They called me, the Heavy Gang called me today. And was asking about the track, if the track was pretty good and all the rest of that. And, yeah, we did let them know that the William Brown got on the phone, told them the track was good and it was real decent. And they could come on down and get their groove on. And they wouldn't have no problem because they were at ATCO a week ago and they raced. Flex won the race, but Never Scared was not satisfied with the outcome because they spun the tires. So they were asking about the track. William said it would definitely be on point. So tell your boys down there at VMP, get their game on, have their A game up. So some boys coming up, bet a lot of bread. And I mean a lot.
I got a lot of local boys around in my area, in the Chesapeake, Norfolk area, locking in. My brother, he got to lock in with his Malibu. Well, with our Malibu, he got to lock in with they call him the Chief. With a Nova, they locked in to run up there and get with him. He got some Chrysler boys that's locked in. We just got a lot of guys that's gonna come and support, and they gonna, a lot of them gonna do a little locking in once they get there. A lot of them just coming up there to do a little testing and tune, and we're gonna try.
But William Brown, hold on. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. But listen to this though. If one person ain't there, the show ain't gonna be shit. And you got to have my damn hero there. Whatever you got to do to get him there, Big George from DC. Get Big George there. Trigger Ricky. Call Big George. Make sure Big George gonna be at this goddamn show. If Big George ain't coming, damn it, I ain't coming.
Yeah, I reached out to Big George earlier, but let me see what's Big George's number.
Make sure Big George's gonna be there because Big George's gonna bring the action. Definitely. Big George's gonna bring the pain.
Miss Foxfly, you see 202-7381?
And
hey, post up.
Yeah.
What time is Purple Rain and Shark Dog Block in the run?
What time is Purple Rain showing up?
What time is Purple Rain and Shark Dog locked in the run?
Oh, okay. They got two races locked in. The back tire at 1 o'clock and then head up at 3 o'clock. Win or lose. So I got to call both of them in a few minutes and get that official. They did almost official, but Purple Rain phone cut off and he really couldn't hear no more. So I got to call them back again right now.
Uh-huh.
And matter of fact, I can do it on your show, Ricky. Hold on a second. I can do it on your show right now. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, we're trying to reach out to Big George, too, for you. So while you're doing that, we're trying to reach Big George.
Let me get both of them guys on the phone. Let me get that was Big, my nephew Pete. Get your dog on the phone while I get Larry on the phone and save me some time. Can you do that? Well, I can call both of them, but, you know, just say.
Let me try to call him, Joe.
Hey, Trigger Richard, we're going to try to a lot of those concerns that y'all got about MIR, you know, about not letting the guys test and tune and getting their stuff ready for the locked-in grudge races. And I've been talking with Brian Pierce up there at VMP, and we're gonna have it separated, the lanes separated, where you got the test and tune cars, and then we got the top sportsman, and then we're going to have the locked-in grudge. We're going to have two lanes specifically for locked in grudges. And when you get them locked in and the money is up and everybody buckled in, we're going to go and wave you on out. We're going to go ahead and take care of this. So we're going to try
okay,
to
so, so you're saying that, the grudge races will be like priority?
Once
everything is locked in.
Yeah, once everything is locked in and, you know, you in the staging lanes and you in the seat, once they find both drivers are in the seat ready to go, they're going to wave you up under the tunnel and you're going to go ahead and do that. I mean, at all our races, we try to do that. You know, anything locked in, go ahead and get them out of the way, and then we continue on with the testing tune and all the rest of the stuff. And
okay.
And I want to stress to y'all about safety. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all know about VMP. You know, y'all make sure you come with your A game on, you know, as far as your safety. If you know some things ain't right, I mean, tighten it up a little bit. They're not going to be real strict on it, but we want everybody to be safe and everybody have a good time and go back home to your family. And, you know, if you got your little oil leak, as long as it ain't streaming all the way down the track, but try to take care of what little things that you know was wrong. And we don't want you to come out there and, you know, and then you act surprised and then you want to get mad and pissed off because you knew that was wrong before you left the house. You know, if you can, tighten up your
right.
loose ends and come out there and enjoy yourself, because the more cars we run, the better off it is. And the more the fans see. And the more grudge races we get on open, the sooner we can go home. So,
right.
You know, that's always good to tighten up your make sure you got your safety equipment. And like I said, they're not going to be super tight. And we're trying to make it as best as possible for the guys that do the grudge race. You know, BMP, they get a little grudge racing here and there, but they don't get a lot. And we're trying to make it grudge racer friendly to where they don't run everybody away and everybody's welcome.
Okay, yeah, that was about to be my next question. Are they willing to embrace more grudge racing so that it's more more prevalent in the area versus just, you know, class racing or bracket racing or, you know, whatever their normal program is?
Yeah. We've been working on it for some years because I guess when RJ Production used to do his match races, you know, we've been working on them ever since then. They went through, I think, two or three track managers. But, you know, to try to, you know, get the people in that the fans follow, you know, a couple years back, you know, up this way, it was very few grudge racing, so everybody got into the match racing circuit. You know, the match racing,
right.
You know, you get matched up with somebody, you know, and you bring your fans and everybody cheering for you. And, I mean, it's basically just like a grudge race. You're just getting paid a little money to put on the show. You know, but, I mean, the grudge racing is getting more popular around in that area. And we're trying, you know, we're talking with them and trying to get them to lighten up a little bit and open arms for everybody, embrace everybody that wants to come to the track and don't turn anybody away and just be more grudge racer friendly. And hopefully in the years to come, we can do this thing a little bit bigger every time.
Right. Okay. All right. Ms. Foxbody.
Yes?
Can you open Cliff, Serial Killer's mic? That's 240-8592.
Yeah.
His mic is open.
Cliff.
Hey, Rick.
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
I don't know, man. You got some back on the line looking for you.
Well, I ain't gonna look no further.
You got the Hatton boys and the Black Plague. You got Cubby,
yeah.
And you got G Money on here. All looking for you.
Well, no one to look any further. I can accommodate all three of them.
I like that man's swag. I like that man's swag. I like his swag.
Yeah, I love to have all three of them.
Well, gentlemen, there he is.
Speak up, Dennis, speak up. What y'all doing? Speak up.
Good. G Money still online? Yeah, I'm still here.
Lay-Day, speak up, Lay-Day.
Who do you want first? I'll make all them races happen. Who do you want first? That's what you. This Covey speaking.
Who do you want first? Who do you want first? Who do you want first?
Yeah. Don't matter.
Yeah. The man that came on the phone, Cousin, said that one that came on the phone said he won all three. I love you, dude. You my hero. But the other dude that called you to get on the phone, talking about who you want first. What the hell? You want to send somebody else on to get slapped down first? Take your ass up there and get slapped down. Okay, I don't speak up to nobody else.
Close up. Hey, this is DG Money. Close up. Back.
Wait a minute, I confused. I don't know who all y'all is. The dude that came on the phone, the last one that just came on the phone. One at a time. Well, Rick, you know, name my card, serial killer. I'm not a murderer. I want a serial killer. I want all three on the same day. All right, do you want logins up with me? There you go.
Do you want logins up with me, or when do you want a race? Okay, who is this?
This Cubby.
Okay.
When do you want a race?
We can race at BMP, but I'm telling you, if it's 50 degrees, I'm not coming.
Oh, gee, Christ.
Oh, man. Everybody else got to go down the track.
Good.
It's a race.
It wasn't but 45 degrees something you was down there.
Hey, look, I tried to run you down the track Sunday. I asked you why you didn't line. You said no.
Who's that?
This is Black Plague. The Black Plague, the Black Vega. I walked up to you while you in line and asked you, did you want to do something? And you said,
No.
I don't want to do nothing. I want to run G Money.
I don't even know who you are.
You know who I am? Black Vega. Hey, we can lock something in. When you want to lock something in, we can lock something in. VMP Sunday. 40 degrees, 50 degrees, I don't care.
No, if it's cold like that, I'm not going to run.
Hey, we're going to put the serial killer in jail where he belongs.
Oh, Lord, wait a minute. Oh, Lord.
I'm sitting on a small tire. That Vega and G Money, y'all sitting on big tires.
Hey, Wickerberg got big tires.
Now, that's a whole different story.
Hold on, guys. All right, we're on a tricky Ricky show right now. Nephew Pete, did you get
shut off? No, he might be on the line, but I ain't get.
You know what, damn it, your scary ass there, Virginia dude, and the scary ass, yeah, let me get his ass on the phone. I'm a leave a scary ass Virginia damn dude. He's talking about this damn, he wanted to get purple rain the goddamn phone now. Hold on.
Big Fred, Kevin.
Oh, hey, I'm not being partial to anybody, but we got Big Fred, Kevin, and Wicked Bird in queue.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, Ricky, can I get this race locked in, please? I'm sorry, I'm going to pick up your show. Let me have the floor for 2 minutes. Let me get this race locked in.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Purple Rain on the phone. Purple Rain, you there?
I'm here.
Short Dog, you there?
Yeah.
All right, in this corner, we got the Short Dog Camaro.
You ain't got to go through all that bullshit.
No. I'm going to read the lock-in and get you guys to agree. That's it. I'm going to read the lock-in because I don't want no mistakes.
Man, listen, man. Everybody in the world that was on that show heard what we said. Larry, you know what to do. Call me with your information so we can get that money straight. That's all we need
to know.
I do know the rules. You know the rules, and everybody else was on the show know the rules. Down on your ass I go. Now, Joe, what's that fight?
Okay.
Give me a call.
Show dog.
Yeah.
Until money, I give you some money, you give me some money, raise that lock in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just call me so we can get that money together. That's what we need to do.
All right, then. Hey, look at that. I was a badass little boy when I was little. So I used to get 5 ass cuts a day.
Yeah?
I ass cut. I ain't no stranger to that.
Hey, man, come on, man. How many little kids you got?
I got 15. I know how to do it. I know how to get my ass cut. I'm an expert at cutting ass, too. I'm gonna bring these squitches up here. You gotta move here. I'm gonna bring these squitches up here.
Hey, Trigger Rick.
You gonna bring the squitches?
Trigger Rick.
Hey, Rick's not calling you, Rick.
Hey, Rick. Man, Rick ain't even running the show. That's why you're talking. Back in the 50s, didn't
he? Yes, he did. Squatty water. Get out there.
If you ain't over 32, you don't know what the hell he just said. So
stop. Shit, I'm 36. I don't know what the hell Squatty Wide means. The hell you mean 32?
I'm in 32. I'm in 42.
Hey Rick, you know what it you know what it meant. You ain't catch the first part, so that's why you missed it.
Squatty Wally, Squatty Wally, goddamn.
All right, hey look, hey Rick, man, what's going on with the Silver Killer and the Hatton Boy? Is they gonna lock in or what they gonna do?
I don't know, but I'm also told that Wicked Bird is on the line, so
Oh man, he ain't reach nobody.
Oh, people here with that, man. Hey,
what do you mean?
I ain't gonna raise nobody.
I just spoke the truth.
Hey Rick, I let everybody get on to defend themselves because it's been going on for a minute. So, you know,
hey,
guys got the floor. Yeah.
Hey, this G Money man. Hey, I read on Street Freaks that Serial Killer said that he would give me the back tie anytime I wanted. Well, I got $200 that he gonna give me them back tires, and I'm gonna give him what he's looking for.
Goddamn, wait a minute.
At VMP,
when you wanna do it? When you wanna do it?
VMP.
That's fine.
All right. I want that back tire, and it's on.
You got it.
All right, my man. I see you there.
Yeah. Okay.
Cubby.
Hello.
Come on,
Titty.
Hello.
Cubby.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Cliff.
Cubby, you want me to speed on limit tomorrow and lock it in?
Well, who is this?
It's Cliff, Serial Killer.
Who? You say you want me to speed on limit?
Yeah, we can meet the speed limit or come by my shop or we can meet the speed
now,
limit.
What are we logging in?
I don't know what you want to do.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do it for? I mean, we can log. We can. I come speed on them. Log in 500 on 15 or better.
I ain't got it like that. We can lock in 2 on 1,000 or better. I'm betting out of my pocket. That's all I got right now.
Well, you ain't
going to
let no goddamn how much the
party or
something
in
that goddamn race
because
you don't really
want to
race if you're doing that. That's some bullshit.
Well, I mean, I'm betting my pocket.
So
we can lock in 2 on 1,000.
The race will start out small. It'll get bigger, damn it. Just lock it in and go for that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll put 13 in, damn
Well, look, this is his Serial Killer. I'm bringing the handcuffs. So I'm definitely going to put the handcuffs on you and lock you up.
Who is this?
This is Black Plague. Big Star Strong Dog. I don't want to hear it.
You want to hear what?
I don't want to hear it. Big Star, Small Star, all that crap. I don't want to hear it. I'm bringing the
handcuffs. Listen. One thing about me, I race what I guesstimate your ET might be. I don't race parts.
Okay, I don't race parts.
I don't race a big tire, chassis car, this or that. Perfect example is Wicked Bird. He got a big block, two chassis car, big tire. Now, when we race him what? His ET. We ain't racing his parts, because when we racing his parts, with none of us running.
Well, you was crying about big tires and all that other stuff earlier.
I'm talking about the temperature outside.
Well, I'm talking about
locking in a cold track.
I want to lock you up. What you want to do?
Same thing. 200 on 1,000 or better.
You got it.
Yeah. You want to meet there tomorrow also? Y'all let me know what time.
Why y'all let him talk like he thorough like that? He ain't thorough like that. He is not thorough like that. He punking y'all. That's what he doing. He doing a Ronald Wade and Chris Butler.
It's hard to goddamn tell. It's hard to goddamn tell. This is Serial Killer. Goddamn, you the goddamn man in the DMV. You the goddamn man.
He know it's going to be at least 50 degrees.
I think I smell. I think I.
some twatty water.
Hey, what y'all want to do? We gotta wait till the show almost go off for y'all to say what y'all gonna do.
I'll be at Speed Unlimited tomorrow with my lottery money.
What time?
God damn it!
Shit.
Rick, give my phone number or whatever, and y'all just call. All you gotta do is call me, and then I'll meet you up there.
I'll be there about around 4 o'clock.
That'll work.
I'll be there too.
Okay. Yeah, what about G Money?
You had that first time show?
What, 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock.
All right. Ain't no thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Wicked Bird, get off the phone. That man is thorough. He locked in three races.
You we'll see. Where it don't matter. Hey, lock him in.
Well, if he don't race, somebody got some free money, so at least he attempting to race.
So what are you saying, Pete?
Wicked Bird, the post you put on the board the other day about give me the back tire, lock in 500 on 1,000, I called you out. And then somebody said something about Cubby, then you want to run and put me on Cubby. You don't want to race now.
Hold up. Hey, Cliff.
You beating your chest on the board. Now we talking.
Okay, well, you know what? I done ran you twice. I beat you with a small block, and I beat you with my big block. The last time we raced, you ain't paid me my $200. Now, Troy on the phone. Now, Troy, tell that man don't owe me $200 because he was in the water, and he couldn't get his car started. That's why I won't run your sorry ass no more, because you won't pay me my money.
Let me tell you this. Now, you know what happened at the track. My car was
don't
fired
care
up
what
and ready to go. You or one of your crew members went and told the man a bracket tree, and we was supposed to be running on a pro tree. That's when
Troy
the daughter had me cut my car off, and then it wouldn't restart.
Okay, well, hold up. No, all you got to do is ask Troy. Troy was there. Troy on the line. He'll tell you. He came to my window. Hey, what do I need a bracket tree for? Never ran a bracket tree.
But that's what Bradshaw said, that you and your crew said, a bracket tree. That's the oldest trick in the book, man. I ain't just started doing that.
What are you talking about? Old trick. And if anybody, I ran 13 races this year, all of them been pro tree. Why I got to run a bracket tree on you? Come on,
man. What the man at the track told us, man.
Okay, well, you know what? It don't even matter what you.
What's the resolve to the situation?
Ain't no resolve. The man owed me $200. He don't want to pay me $200. I don't need to run him.
I told you, if you want to rerun, I'll pay you the $200 when you get on the start line.
You told me you was going to pay me $100 when I came in for that race. I ain't seen that yet.
You know
what
I'm
talking about?
Okay, we supposed to be running off the trailer. When I get to the track, you running up and down the track talking about you tuning your nicest.
Hey, Sirikella, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. You can run those three guys
man,
you got today.
You full of shit, man. And we,
yeah, okay,
know
I'm
that.
Full of.
I ain't got to talk to you. I'll run some real races, man.
There you go. I guarantee you won't run none of those three you trying to lock in with. I bet $100 on that.
Ooh.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I guarantee you praying that it's going to be 49 degrees.
I'm done with you.
Yeah. I know you is.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all boo. Hey, Rick, can you ask Wayne Brown if he can get in touch with Running Bear and see if man can get that race back that he got me on in DMV?
Is Wayne Brown still there?
Yeah, I'm still up here.
Hey, Wayne, this Wicked Bird. I ran Running Bear at J.C. Richardson race. If it's possible, you can get in touch with him, see if he'll give me that run back that we did.
Hey, Wicked Bird, hold on 1 second. Give me 1 minute. I got a man that
wants to
lock you in. Hold on. I'm
going to
get you
a man, we're talking about. I'm talking about somebody. You don't stop this show. Can you do that, Will Brown?
I mean, I'll see what I can do for you,
Jeff. Okay, then. See what you can do and get in touch with Larry. And Larry got my number. Larry and Monster got my number. And let me know if he want to do
more
that.
Than one race?
Yeah. Man, I ran three. Who you know that ran more than three this year in one day? So don't go there with that. Can I run one race? I don't even want to hear that.
For free?
No, we get for free.
Yeah. Ain't over free now. I know he lost up twice the same day.
Don't pay them idiots no mind. Don't pay them no mind. Even if I did it for one penny, it doesn't matter. That's what the fans want to see. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Y'all talk about I ran more races this year than anybody in this area. So don't even go there. I don't want to toot my horn, but like Rick says, sometimes you got to beat your own chest.
Too.
it does. No, I didn't. I won eight and lost six. I got my own record.
So you under 500?
No, I'm over 500. John, it's simple arithmetic. 8 and 6.
Oh, you said, hey, you won 8 and lost 6. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you over 500.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And that's the, how many races is that? Can everybody count? Say it together with me. 14. God damn, I went that bullshit.
That bullshit. Do you count that race? Do you count that race with you and Chris Sunday?
No, I don't need to count that. For what? They didn't want to do it for no money. But I can. If I count on the race I did for no money, I'd probably be to have my 21. Like
I ain't heard about that. You and Chris ran Sunday?
Yeah, we ran. We just sat side by side. They didn't want to do it for no money. They gave the money back.
Oh, what was the outcome of that?
I won. I was on a motor. They was on Sprite.
No, man, you ain't.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? All you got to do is go and ask them. Oh, y'all so jealous. You know what? I love it. I love it to death. Thank you.
No, listen, I'm not in no form or fashion hating. I didn't see the race. Somebody called and asked me, did y'all race? I didn't know, so I couldn't say. But for you to say you was on motor
and they was on Sprite.
Why
are you saying it like that, Rick? Yeah, why are you saying it like that? All you got to do is ask them. I didn't need to go and put it on the internet because we didn't run for no money. They didn't even want me to sit beside them. So I snuck and sat beside them.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? And he left for me, and I went and got him on top end. That's it. I mean, it wasn't nothing to put on the internet because we didn't want, they took the money back. We were running for something small. They decided to take the money back in the staging lanes, and they didn't want me to sit beside them. You know, and me and Ron went at it all day trying to lock in a race. We were at $250 all the way up to $2,000. So that bullshit, y'all talking about, I don't run for no money. I run for money when I know I can win a race that I'm in. That's it. Other than that,
Hey, Wiggerbird.
Who's this?
I'm going to be wasting my time. Miss Cubby.
Oh, yeah, you waste your time with them, but go ahead and lock them in. If I was you, I'd lock them in for all the money. Lock him in for all the money. If he ain't got $1,000 now, he ain't gonna have it next week.
Hey, Wickenburg.
What?
Wickenburg.
Yes.
Look, there's a horseman. What did you mean what you said on Sunday when you wanted that same race back to get your money?
You ain't got the car no more, Gene. You just came to my trailer and told me you sold the car and the motor. How am I gonna get the same race back? And everything gone.
It don't with any car we got. I'll just say I'll get the same race back.
No, no, no. I wanted it with
you. We got Pete's car, Kenny's car. I'll give you that race with any of them.
No, I wanted it with your car, with you in the car, because you can't drive. I just should have done
it.
You should have.
You want to tell that man drive, and that man be the backside of the brake and scar your ass.
I give you the backside of the brake and
still but you know what? Hey, Pete, for you to say that compared to what that man got and what I got, that's night and day. But I stood beside him and I ran.
Hold on.
Oh, how the hell? No, AP. AP, no, he don't. He got a Rick Jones car, and I got a junkyard car. He had a big motor and I had a small motor. So don't go there, Pete. Don't pump that shit. Hey, Pete. But you know what, Pete? It's over with. Let's talk about something that's now. He got my money. I ain't worried about it. I moved on. Why are you still talking about the past?
You bought it up. Double your money.
I didn't bring that to
next year.
Hey, we'll give you the car,
I'll give you the back out of break and the clear.
Next year, I'm not going to need it.
I got a question real quick. Somebody just sent me a text message. Now again, I was there. I don't know. I'm just gonna ask the question. So don't shoot the messenger. Now the message reads: Chris asked you to run for $1,000, and you said hell no. Is that correct?
Run. That's correct. Wait, here go the whole scenario. That is correct. We was at 250. They was at 250. I wanted to run now. Me on motor, them on spray, They said they was going to clear me. I said, I'll run for $250. They said, no, that wasn't enough. Then they offered to run Jimmy Cash, let Jimmy Cash do whatever he wanted to do, and they was going to run on motors. So I told Ron, I'm running for $2,000, and I'll run them on the motor and give them the back tire through the quarter. They said no. So then we went to $1,000, and I told them, yeah. They waited 20 minutes while I'm helping Shorty out with his car, and then they said they'd do it for $1,000. I told them, no, we'd do it for $500. You can see that on the video. I said $500, and Ron said no. So then we decided to do it for $100 because they were just going to shake down. I said, okay, let's do it for $100. Give Ron the money. We get in the stage lane. Before we get to the chain, Ron get the money back and say, Chris don't want to do it, and he don't even want you to sit beside him. I said, cool. And I said to myself, I'm going to sneak up there and get beside him anyway. And that's what I did, and that's the end of the story.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Hey, Rick, yeah. Well, I can't talk. I think I lost more than all of y'all this weekend, but and fucked my shit up. But
that's
hey,
racing,
Rick,
though.
It's cool. Yeah, it's racing.
That looks good, though.
I ain't hear you.
What's happening,
Rick? It looks good, though.
Yeah, it felt good. Hey, let me tell you something. That motherfucker feels some kind of good. God. But they say it still feel good when it get ready to blow, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Rick. Hey, Pete.
Open.
Hey,
can we open up?
Wait.
Go ahead. Who's that calling?
Hey, Chip, man. What's going on?
Not too much. How you
doing this evening? All right, man. All right. Yeah, that was some easy money for us right there.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, you know, something malfunctioned. I still have yet to look at the car, but... we're going to get it fixed real soon. Real soon.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Run a bell on the phone. He said he's in the queue. Run a bell on the phone.
Okay. Wait a minute. Miss Foxbody.
Hey, Pete.
Pete.
Rick, bro.
My key's in the queue, too. Okay. Ralph, hold on 1 second. Running Bear and Ralph. Miss Foxbody is away from the board at the second, so give me a minute. And until she gets back to the board, then I'll cue you guys in.
Hey, Rick, Marquis trying to get in, too.
Okay. Well, like I said, Miss Foxbody is away from the board at the second, so as soon as she gets back, then I'll cue everybody in.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kev, man. I'm calling to check in and listen to the show, man.
Oh, what's happening? How you doing?
Oh, man, hanging in there. I got Big Fred on there from Detroit. He on there, too.
What's up, Big Fred?
What's going on, Tricky Ricky? How you doing? What up, kids? What up, fellas?
I'm good. Trying to get these races locked in for these last 2 weeks before the track goes down around here.
How the weather is over there?
It was okay this weekend, but it's dropping for this following weekend. I think it's supposed to be about mid-50s and 60s. Maybe a little warmer, a little further down south.
Okay. So the same over here. I think it's going to be 50 here this weekend as well. So the hot track, the guys going to Milan, and the guys over in Chicago, No Limit Raceway, they doing some racing over there this weekend as well.
Okay, what you guys got going on?
Just some little locked-in races, you know, nothing major. You know, like for the weather permitting, hopefully these guys be able to go ahead and get shit off their chest before the weather turns nasty.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to set up now. So we got one guy with three warrants on his back, possibly four, and trying to lock in some more.
That's what's up.
Ralph and Marquise and somebody else. Hold on 1 second until the rest of the talk about to get back to the board, and then we'll get you guys in the queue. Yes, go ahead. Who's that? Somebody was just calling me.
Yeah, it was me. It was me, Rick. I was just saying, I heard something about Small Block Penny and Jimbo supposed to get it back on.
No, he said Jimbo was supposed to race somebody else from New York with a white Mustang.
talks to run down in DMV, Dinwiddie, which is BNP, on the 24th.
Pro Stock Joe, you still there? Pro Stock Joe.
Pro Stock might have fell off. But yeah, Pro Stock Joe was saying that Jimbo was in talks with somebody from New York with a white Mustang to run on the 24th as DNP.
Over in Virginia, where's that at?
Virginia Motorsports Park.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey, Rick, did he say what Never Scared Racing or somebody said?
Yeah, Never Scared Racing, Jimbo. Motor City,
yeah.
Jimbo was a part of Never Scared Racing.
Okay.
Detroit. He's considered to be the fastest small block naturally aspirated bridge car in the game.
Well, I don't think that's going to take. I got to check into that. This Big Fred representing Detroit and affiliated with Never Scared, and I never heard of that one.
Big DP for Detroit.
He sold the car. That car is sold. But they got two new cars, stock suspension Mustangs on 28th. They're coming out with for 2013. I thought they were going to debut the cars down at Baldy's race in Bradenton. But as far as the 24th, I haven't heard. I had to check into that with Big Wayne and Jimbo tomorrow.
Right. So Big Wayne is the guy who got the two cars coming out, right?
Right. Him and Jimbo, both of them. They sold Jimbo's car after the race. The car was sold when he went to Macon. The car was sold, but the guy who bought the car went on and told Jimbo to do what he had to do with it. But after that, the guy took ownership of that car, the one he raced Small Block Petey with. So he has another car that was in the chassis shop, but I don't think that car is ready yet.
Cool.
But I will get back to you. I will confirm that and let you guys know.
All
I'll
right.
See them guys tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, Wicked Bird.
He's in the bushes.
Well, I got somebody text me, asked me would he lock in with Chris. Maybe that's what Ralph wanted to get on. Miss Foxbody, you set up yet? You back?
Give me a few more seconds.
Okay. Maybe that might be what Ralph wanted to ask him. But is he still there? Wickenberg, you still there? All right. Well.
Hey, Rick.
Cliff, I guess you got a nice 4 o'clock appointment tomorrow with Speed Unlimited.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I'll be there. You know, that's right up the street from my shop, so I'll be there.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Who's that, Kevin?
Hey, Rick, you got a back half Malibu, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How'd you do this weekend?
I lost big time. Did you hear me?
No, the car
ran good, man. I had some kind of malfunction, man, and it backfired real bad. Right before the 3:30, and as I said, which they tell me I'm wrong for saying, but it is what it is. I beat the guy to the finish line by half a car, but because I gave him the back tie and I had to clear him through the eighth, he ran up on me enough to put his front bumper in my quarter panel. So I lost.
Okay.
Depends on what video you were looking at.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, you might want to bet on that one no more, huh?
Well, no, I had to race one. I had a malfunction. I mean, I had as some tell me, two tractor trailers on the guy.
I gave him the back tie, and when the tree fell, I was in front of him before the 60-foot. So from the 60-foot to the 330, people say it was about 7 cars I had on them. Like I said, it backfired right before or right at the 330, and I was coasting with no power from the 330 to the 8th, and I still was a half a car ahead of him going across the stripe. So like Lou said, you know, it depends on what video you're looking at. Nobody really had a 100% clear shot in the right angle of the race, but, you know, I took the L. They got paid. They say they're bringing the race back, and, you know, hopefully we can do it again next year.
Rick, what site is that on? What is it on YouTube anywhere?
Yes, it is. Let me look it up real quick to tell you what it say.
Big Fred, you there?
Yeah, man.
You gonna let it be known, huh?
What's that?
Big Fred, the video on YouTube is by the name is G-Dub312. The title says Tricky Rick versus Darren / Mark the True Hayes. It may be by G-Dub312, though.
G-Dub, D-U-B-12.
G-D-U-B, yeah, 312.
312, okay, I'm going to check that out. Now, Kevin, what did you say, Kevin?
I said you reject a report, or you? I said you will investigate, huh?
Man, you know I learned from a little of my skills from Pro Stock Joe on shit what not to do. So, being an objective reporter that I'm going to be, I'm gonna look, you know, and just be keep it real, as you always say, you know. I want to see how
real.
You told what I got on this show tonight. Like I said, I got on a lot of other guys' shows, the guys I met out of Macon, and I know you kept telling me to get on Tricky Ricky show. I think I got on there once before, but I said I'm going to start, you know, supporting their shows, Atomic Dog, Boone, Tricky Ricky, and a couple other guys, you know.
Yes,
I plan on going out over there to see them in 2013. Going over to their track, and like I said, Never Scared, Young Money, Ride or Die, you know, the Bumblebee, Sub Zero. I know quite sure we all gonna go over there, you know, and support Ricky and the things that he's doing over there.
Yeah, Ricky Gargier.
Right. So I'm gonna take the Fast Show along with Gargier and see what's going on.
On time, I had no issue.
Why would I do that when you say you'd be there in 20
minutes?
Hey, Tricky Ricky. Hey,
hello.
Yeah. Hey, Tricky Ricky. Did you hear about the guys over at No Limit? Over in Morocco, Indiana, Terry and Denny, they put on a $100,000 race Memorial Day weekend.
No, I did not hear about that yet.
Yeah, they putting on a race for $100,000, $100,000 payout. What was that, Kevin? No, in Morocco, Indiana, on Memorial Day weekend. So they get all the steps together now, and I'm quite sure you're going to hear about it when they even start posting it, and I'm getting it out there to the people. No class races are going to be allowed to enter this race. It's strictly girls' race. And I think you said no cars can have no stickers on the cars either. Any car can have no stickers on them. So I'm quite sure Terry and Beers and those guys over at No Limit Raceway, which is a Grudge Inc. track, not a Grudge track. We're going to get that information to all you governors so you can spread the word.
Okay.
With $100,000, people will come. They coming from everywhere for 100 grand. I'm quite sure.
Damn right.
That's a lot of money.
20 cars coming from California.
Let me get to some of these people who've been waiting on hold. Mr. Hale.
Hello.
What's up? What's going on, Ralph?
Can you hear me, Rick?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Not too much, man.
Yeah, you kind of said what I was calling this talk about. I mean, I know Wicked Bird said that he did us in Sunday, but that was a mishap, and he didn't give the total truth. We didn't know it was a race, and he did sneak up there, but Chris has said that had he even thought it was a race, he wouldn't have lifted, and he would have drug him through the end. But we're willing and want to run him back any way he want to run. To run on the motor, he's got to let us know in advance because he knows we are strictly nitrous. So, of course, he wants to run $2,000 if we go on motor with a nitrous converter. But
right.
We're willing to accommodate him any way he wants to do it. So,
okay.
If he's still listening, he needs to know and let us know. VMP or this Sunday coming up.
Wicked Bird, you still there?
In the bush.
Guess he fell off. Okay. Well, I guess that one won't get resolved on the air. But I appreciate you coming on and giving that side of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's no problem. I mean, he did try to race, and we were back and forth, him and Ron, back and forth. But, we couldn't find a race suitable at that time for both of us. So, for him to say that was a raise and money was given back, nah. I don't know what was happening to Stan.
Okay. Well, okay. Anything else going on? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, we got Running Bear on. Oh, well, shit, he even got off the phone. Running Bear. Yeah, we need to get Styles back on. Miss Foxbody, did you have Styles' number?
His name is who? I'm sorry.
Wicked Bird. Wicked Bird. Did you
okay,
have his?
Give me a moment. I'll give him a call.
All right. Leon and Triple F.
Hey Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody said anything about it. Is Tim Booth and Old Jack still locked in for the 24th?
Yeah, William Brown has said that a little while ago when he was on that. They locked in. Hey Leon,
what's up, though?
What's happening?
Daddy. You got it, man. What's happening, man?
What's happening,
what's
Leon?
Not a whole lot, man. Ain't doing. I just jumped on the show, man. Just get on the show to see what's happening. Get some up-to-date news, that's all.
I hear you got a bad Camaro out there.
No, I ain't got nothing, man. I'm just trying to get it together, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sound like you BSing the knee, man. Sound like you BSing the knee, man.
No, I ain't got I'm trying to get it together. You know, you had your ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? It's been hurting me all summer.
Okay.
I
appreciate you taking the time out
today
to call into the show.
I took my time, I didn't even know this show was going on. I thought it was over after a beer show went off. So,
no.
I got a text, so I said, let me call in. You know I like to get on and hit the gas.
You know, World Inc. doing it real big, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be all right. We got a bunch of haters involved. We got a bunch of haters and stuff, but it's gonna be okay. We gotta block them out the way.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Just as a quick heads up, January the 15th in Atlanta, World Inc. is having a banquet. So any and everybody who can attend, please.
When
that trip?
You say when is
Atlanta.
That? Is January?
January the 15th in Atlanta. Okay.
I do believe it's the 19th.
you heard they told me the 15th. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. The 15th is my son's birthday. Yes, it is. January the 19th. I'm sorry. January
19th.
January 19th.
Okay.
In Atlanta.
I'm going to put it on my schedule. That'd be a good New Year's vacation. Take a little couple of days off. We'll go down through there. That's on the weekend. That's...
Yeah.
Greg
is on the verge of doing some real big stuff, and you know, we got to continue the support from everybody to make it all happen and continue to grow.
Right. 13
season.
Yeah, if there's anything going on, I know if ain't nothing else going on, we're going to be there. Ain't nothing going on up here in the wintertime, no way.
Right.
Keep these old cars ready.
So what happened to everybody that was talking to them fell off? What's going on? They got scared?
Hey, Rick, Marquis still in the queue?
Yeah.
Huh? Marquis still in the queue?
Oh, Marquis, that's who it was. What's his number?
4949-752.
752-4949. Do you see that, Ms. Fox God?
His mic is on.
Marquis.
How y'all doing, y'all? This is Marquis. What's going on, Sugar Rick?
What's up, sir? I appreciate your patience. Waiting. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Just trying to get this school grind on, you know. Is serial killers on the line?
Serial killer.
Oh, it looks like we lost him. Never mind, I ain't gonna get on him then. It looks like we lost him.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you plan on getting all three of these races on down VMB for sure?
I'll be there, yeah. I'll be there ready to race, all three of them.
Well, can we do something off the trailer for we can lock in 500 tomorrow on 15 or better off the trailer?
No, I'm not going to run off the trailer, no.
Because I seriously doubt, you know, it's going to be a lot of cars. I seriously doubt you can get all three of them on.
Well, who is this, Cubby?
No, this is Marquis with that Vega, with the Black Plague Vega.
Oh, well, I run Cubby first. I mean, I make a sit down and then run Cubby, then I run you.
Oh, no. Run us first, because once you run us, we're gonna lock you up, so you ain't gonna have no chance on the bike.
You said what?
Nah.
Are you still planning on getting all the G money too?
I mean, I'll run G money, no problem. Run G money, get in the back car, but I mean, G money know what we went through last weekend, so I'm not really worried about that. I'm trying
so
to raise
it,
you know.
You want to shake down and run Cubby first, and then you're going to get it on with us?
Yep.
Ain't no problem with that. We can get that on for sure.
Okay. Ain't no problem. Just like you want to run me, ain't no secret I want to run you too.
I mean, even though I know you said nobody came to your car and asked you if you wanted to run?
No. I know your car. I don't know you. I know Cubby's car. I don't know Cubby. I don't know what you look like. I don't know what he looks like. I know G Money. I know what he looks like. That's it. Now, as far as you come, my car talking to me about running, no, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, well, it was a guy in our camp that came there while you was in line trying to get it on, but you ain't no need to talk about it no more. We locked in. We're going to lock it in tomorrow, so, you know.
Right.
Ain't nothing good about us.
Right. You know, I wasn't going to just up and just run you or whoever. Sunday was the first time I ran Nitrous on my car. Okay.
Well, it ain't no problem.
Right.
No,
I mean, we're locking in. You got a race.
Ain't no problem. We can do that for sure.
Yeah. And I'm not just talking on no radio show. I want a race.
Oh, I want to race just as bad as you do. So we're gonna get it on.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out why we can't get it on first, but
what's that?
I'm still lost why we can't get you on the line first.
I mean, it doesn't make me a difference. If Gubby want to run second, it doesn't make me a difference.
Hey,
I'm running G-Money first. It doesn't make me a difference.
Why don't you okay one race up for this Sunday and the other two on the 24th? It's going to be the same weather, same track.
Say that again.
I said, wait. Run one of them at Bud's Creek Sunday and the other two on the 24th. Or vice versa. Run two of them this Sunday at Bud's Creek and the other one next Sunday.
Well, I know one thing for sure. Cubby's not going to be ready till the 24th because we got to get the car ready for the street with his car. So I know that for sure. And I don't know about G, but we can get it on whenever. It don't matter.
Okay, well, I'll let you know tomorrow on that. I mean, tomorrow we can get a blocking in on for Sunday. I'll let you know tomorrow because actually yesterday I put my car up for the winter. But I mean, I'll put it back together. Ain't no problem. It'll take but a few minutes.
Well, that ain't no problem at all.
Right.
All these races.
Damn! Do anybody got a motor I can borrow? Oh, shit!
All this racing going on, Colonel.
You can borrow Wiggins' motor and they have to get over by.
Hey, look! At this moment, I don't care who motor it is. Shit, it can be a small block. If my intake can fit on my motor in my Suburban, I'll put that down in there.
Hey, is G-Money still online?
Sure am. I'm right here, babe. Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
y'all have bulls up right now.
Hey, Tricky.
Yes.
Hey, so since you down that race with Derek and them, I guess they not nothing's going on with that.
I haven't heard from Tater. It really wasn't Derek, but Tater said they wanted to run. They just wanted to race and wanted to do something and felt as though I was a good candidate for them to try to get at the race without any headache and stuff like that. But, I'm done now, so I haven't heard from him. I don't know if he left the track early or not, but he hasn't called me back or anything. But, yeah, I'm done.
G-Money still on the line?
Yeah, he on there.
G-Money, just serial killer. Hello?
G-Money.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, I'm still here.
G-Money, you want the back tire Sunday?
Back tire Sunday?
Yeah.
I might as well, you know. I'll be there.
All right.
As well.
All right. The original race, the original bet. Well, not the original race, because I'm going to get not ahead of, I'm going to get the back tire. But the original bet?
Same bet as 8 mile. Back tire.
8 mile, that's fine. Back tire, 8 mile. $1,000.
Okay. $1,000. Solly Brown said $1,000. That was how I met you. Hey, I'm G-Money because I want plenty. I ain't got a whole lot of goddamn money.
Okay. Well, what you want to do it for?
I got 200.
Nah, I'm not going to do that, man. I'm not going to do that.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I just want to make sure I'm still online. Hey, serial killer.
Yeah.
Is Chris still safe or you changed your mind?
What's that?
I said, is Chris still safe, or you changed your mind? It's Ralph.
Yeah, he's still safer right now.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because we probably be there Sunday, too, and we could use a grant.
Okay. Well, no, he's still safer right now. But
okay.
But you gotta make sure if he's still doing that same old bullshit, and if he don't look good, down on his ass.
Hey, well, see, you have to realize that because we didn't have any races, we were trying something, and every time you try something, but if you lock it in,
first time I sprayed my car was Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just checking. He wanted me to make sure that he was still safe. That's all.
Yeah, I talked to him today.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to him today. But you know, we got to finish business. Yeah.
Hey, Killer.
Yeah.
Hey, well, how come we gonna run for 200 down at VMP, but we ain't gonna run for 200 on Sunday? And you give me that back time.
No, I didn't say nothing about running you for 200 VMP.
What are we supposed to lock
in? I said
in?
Lock in 200 on 1,000, all three of the races.
Yeah, that's what it was, 200 on 1,000 or better.
200 on 1,000 or better.
Yeah, all three races.
Yeah, I ain't got a whole lot of money, man. I just got a whole lot of car.
I mean, I don't have a bunch of money either.
You know, the way I look at it, in life, man, some money better than no money. If you all that killer, you take that 200.
Well, I'm not like Wicked Bird, just doing it for the fans and, you know, all that, you know. I mean, nah, I ain't going to do it for $200.
Hey, Circo.
Yeah.
I want to know why you can't lock in 500 on 15 or better. You don't want to run him for 200. Just take that money and put it over to me.
Man, we don't have to keep going through that. I said, if you don't want that, then we ain't got to worry about it. You won't run him for
that little bit of money. And you want to run me for 1,000. I want to run for 15 or better. That's
okay.
What I want
to run
my
car for. I might not have the money you have. You understand me?
No. I mean, you're locking in three races. If you knock G out the way, then it's more for me. Right or wrong?
Cubby, 200 on 1,000 or better. Do you want to lock that in tomorrow?
Cubby.
Huh?
Cubby.
Huh?
This is Super Slur's thing.
What's up?
Take that, lock in 200 and take that $1,000 from Serial Killer and shut him up, because he said he ain't got no money, but he's trying to lock in for three races. Well, three races for 200 or better is $3,000.
That's what I'm saying.
How you say you ain't got no money, but you got enough to lock in for three races? That's three G's.
Okay.
Wicked Bird says he ain't gonna run, so we got it. We gonna lock something in so we can take it. Cause he gonna run somebody.
I don't want to have to come up to Speed Unlimited and then still not lock in the race and waste my time coming up there.
I'm gonna be there. Speed Unlimited is 5 minutes from my shop. I'm gonna be there.
I just want to race, and I want to...
Super slow thing, you borrow you a motor, you borrow you another motor, and you get out there.
I don't need to borrow a motor, man. I got a motor.
Okay, then. Okay, well, you stay out of this, Steve.
Oh,
where were you last year? You were nowhere to be found last year.
Oh, wait. Is that... You said super slow slang? That's you?
That's me, man.
Well, hot damn! You called into my show. You been listening to
I called
into
the show. I heard Rick crying about that video. I guess he's got 10 different videos he's looking at to see if he can find a gap between the two cars so he can get
his
money back.
Listen, Chad. Listen, for your ears and Mark's ears also. I never complain about losing. Okay. If I complained about losing, then damn it, I'd have did it Mitt Romney, and it would have been like another 2 hours before some money got placed in somebody's hand on who won. Y'all won. There's no discrepancy about that. There's no discrepancy about that.
And we all made that clear. Y'all won.
Just a few minutes ago talking about angle on a different video.
I didn't say anything about a different video.
So
you see, how
you
look at the video, it could tell, like, two different stories.
No, I didn't say that. Somebody else said that. That's not what I said. So you have to hear everything verbatim what it is. I never said y'all didn't win.
Yes, sir.
I said y'all won the race by the steps, but I crossed the strike first.
Yeah, but that don't have nothing to do with when you got the steps. That's not even a factor.
Exactly right. That's why I said y'all won the race.
Period.
Can you hear me? I said y'all won
Period.
The race. I got on Street Freak, and I gave y'all props on the win.
That's what the man said.
So I don't know where all the extra stuff came from about, you know, I'm like negating the win or what. I don't know where even any of that came from. You know what I'm saying? I said off the jump, y'all won. If y'all want to call it me pumping my chest or bragging or whatever, hell yeah, I'm going to still brag. Shit, I still crossed the finish line first under no power. You edged up on me enough to put the quarter panel in there to close the gap so it wasn't no gap. So you won the race. Cool, no problem. I'm not a poor sport. You know, I wasn't a poor sport when I lost to you in your car. You see what I'm saying? So I don't understand where all that come from. But
it's just what I thought I just heard a little while ago, and that's the only reason why I really chimed in is when you were talking about the video.
You heard it, but you didn't hear that from me. Yes, you did hear that, but you did not hear that from me.
Okay.
The source.
Then I'm wrong. I heard it from somebody else, then.
Yeah,
you heard it.
I said, if y'all run that race again, as it was said, y'all would give me that race again, I would love to have it. I don't know what the hell you was doing over there in the car. I don't know if you went took a nap or the pain medicine kicked in or something. I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I knew I had enough time when you were over there on your laptop. As soon as you opened up your laptop, it was game over.
Yeah, it was game over. I was having a problem. So, you know, the comments that y'all made about why did I have to turn on this many systems and blah 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 blah. You know, that's really like here nor there. I go all out every pass. So I'm not gonna do anything less or different. But you know, if it make y'all any better, you know, I was having a problem. When I made my first shakedown, I had two systems on, and only one of them cut on. So something was wrong. But to do the race, I did what I did. I don't feel bad about it. I'm not going to take it back. I still don't think y'all can beat me, whether it's your car, whether it's that Mustang, whether it's Fuji's car. That's just my personal feeling. No, people don't like it.
Everybody thinks that, or else you wouldn't be going to the racetrack.
Exactly.
I don't think you'll ever beat me.
That's why we're going to keep racing.
Exactly.
So, you know, people shouldn't make comments or get mad because I'm boasting or saying that, you know, I don't think y'all can beat me. That's just a part of racing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think nobody's getting mad about that.
No, I said people boasting saying that I shouldn't say that y'all can't beat me. That's my opinion, just like, you know, others have their opinion, you know, about me. And I'm cool with that. So it is what it is. Hopefully we can do it again next year. Will you have your car ready next year?
I will have my car ready next year. I took this year off to make sure I had everything I had just so I could be out first thing in the spring.
Thank you for driving us.
Well, I got to make sure I'm out first in the spring, too.
I think my record stands for itself as far as driving lessons.
What's your record?
I had Wolfpack beat me once to get his money back, and that was it.
Out of heaven, bro. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
The Wicked Brother ever get back on the line?
Is Serial Killer still on the line?
No,
Foxbody tried to call him and didn't get an answer. Give me one second, Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Can you put me in the private room real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go ahead and talk. I need to go in the private. Pete, carry the show for a second. I need to do something real quick.
Yeah, I'll be up.
Okay, go ahead.
Super slow thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here. This is Serial Killer.
Why you just told G Money a little while ago that you'd run him for $200? Or he would run you for $200, and you said no.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I run him for $200. I said $200 on $1,000.
All right, and then you said you're going to race Cuddy, right?
Right.
How much is that race?
$200 on $1,000.
And then was there another third guy floating around?
$200 on $1,000.
Right. So how much does that all add up to?
$3,000.
Now, why wouldn't you lock in $500 on $15? It don't make sense. If you go down there and lose the first race, are you done?
If I lock in all three races, if I lose all three, I've got $3,000 to lose, okay?
So if he locks in one for $15 and the other for $1,000 or better, that's $2,500,
eh? Say that again?
No, I know. I see where you're coming from.
Right. I got $3,000. That's what I'm saying. I've got $3,000 to lose.
Right.
Okay. So can't nobody spend my money but me. Or lose my money but me.
If they want you to put up $15, then that's take the money away from another race.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think
Not my friends, not my crews, or whoever want to pitch in this and that. I'm telling you what, I can afford to lose. I'm
all
not
right,
going by what somebody
G-Money
might
do. G-Money won't run for $500.
Well, we'll worry about that after the other two races.
G-Money won't run for $500. I won't run for $15. Or better.
I'm still here.
Hey, what, you trying to buy a race now?
You going to have your Mustang down there, the 24 for Mark Hayes' Mustang?
No.
Oh, you ain't coming?
Nope. I think we're all done for the year. And we had enough excitement.
Well, shit, you're supposed to get some car to find some more.
Huh?
You'd be better off trying to find some more.
We're going to save some for next year. And Theory Clear is going to be on the list. Top of the list.
Shit.
Piece of cake. Not even worried, concerned at all about that one.
Okay, good.
Yeah, real good.
Good.
Cause you still yet have to race anybody if you want to call it the G Money racing G Money a race. When you said you forgot to turn on your nitrous, so technically you ran them on the motor.
I thought I heard that too.
Okay. Well, that might have slipped out.
It slipped out. You keep bragging about it all the time. You even bragged about what your ET was when you ran it on the motor over a year ago.
Okay. You want to try me on the motor then?
Huh?
You want to try me on the motor?
Who?
What's that?
Who? Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't run. My car don't run on the motor.
Okay then. That's what I thought.
Just put another converter in it.
Yeah, I run either way with the same converter.
The cubic inches aren't even, we're not even like in the same ballpark as far as running heads up on the motor. Nor should it even be on the spray, but it is what it is. I'm going to take my gamble with you because I think,
I don't think
you got
enough. That's racing.
But actually, I mean, to be honest with you, it's pointless talking about it because I don't like to talk about something when my car ain't even ready. So
Exactly. Like you said, you didn't hear from me. You didn't hear from me all
like
last year.
You
didn't hear from me
all
last year. No one has heard from you all year.
My car was together, and you never had your car. You said you're going to be out in 2 weeks. You're going to be out 2 weeks. You and Game Time, same deal.
Okay, have you been out this year?
Nowhere to be found when my car was out.
Okay, my car is out.
True,
are you anywhere
true,
to be found?
True or not.
Borrow you another motor and come on out there. Be at VMP.
I mean, where are you getting your information from?
Don't worry about that.
Borrow another motor.
Hey, what's that? I got a question.
Shoot.
We had this feud a little while back. Man. I ran you. You said we would do another race. That race wouldn't take place. So
right. What was the other race? What was the other race?
I don't even remember now. But you say you.
But I do remember being at Capitol. I do remember going to Capitol one time, on your word that we were going to run.
Right.
Wait around all day at Capitol, just for nothing, to give you your race back with that E's car that you
right.
wanted.
Yeah.
So I was there. I was ready to run to give you your race back. So don't say that I was never able to give you a race back.
You didn't hear me say that, Chad. So you like jumping the gun on shit. I'm asking you a whole other question.
Well, then shoot with the other question.
Since you know what I'm going to say, what am I trying to say, Chad?
You just told me I was wrong, so give me your question.
No, I mean, but you're talking ahead of yourself, so now that you're saying you know what I'm going to say, I'm asking you what is it that I'm going to say.
I just said it, that I wasn't giving your race back, or I haven't even tried to give you your race back.
No,
I
that's completely wrong. That's not what I'm going to say. But since you put that out there when I was there with the Camaro, we had a problem with the car, so that's why we did not race.
Right.
So my question to you was that if you're going to be ready in the spring, are you
yes.
willing to do the same race over with your car?
The same race. You giving me the break.
I will give you the break with that Mustang.
Absolutely.
All right, I just want to make that clear, we don't even need to talk about that.
That's a for sure deal.
Well, we do because when it came about, you know, what I mean that was said that.
No. I would have did that race every single weekend through the whole summertime.
Well, that's what you're saying now, but that's not what you said then. So
no,
that's why I'm asking
that
the
race.
Question.
I would have did that race every single time.
Okay, again, but that's what.
Are we on the ride, man?
All right, mm-hmm. That's cool. No problem.
Tricky Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Tricky Ricky, this is Sterling and Terry from the Old Jack. Just listen. Terry, you got something to say? Good evening to you, Tricky Ricky, my man, Petey. Seems like
what's
a little short dog. Mr. Troy, short dog. Good evening. Be nobody but Empire State. Been listening for 45 minutes, and I talk to you.
What's going on, sir?
What's going on, Mr. Terry?
Hey, Petey. How you doing, Petey?
I'm no good. How you doing this evening? Did you get your permission to
wait on my master to knock out. Smack will come after Thanksgiving.
Did you go down to Petersburg and get your permission to light that missile up?
I got to call him tomorrow evening. I got an appointment. Conference phone with him tomorrow evening about 3:30. And then he'll fax me the paperwork. All I got to do is just sign it and send it back to him. Where old Tricky Ricky at?
I'm right here.
What's going on?
Not too much. How are you?
Hey, listen, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Seems like I heard old Short Dog. Short Dog on the line, him and that Ralph.
Ralph
is going to
be here. I don't know about Short Dog.
Short Dog used to be in the bed about 9 o'clock. I don't know why you're talking all that nonsense. Yeah. Hey, listen, Pete, Trigger Rick, those guys that want to run for $200 and $500, where you going to run that? Behind the MP?
Why you doing that?
No, I
didn't
come to the
restraining
run.
Yeah? I thought they were going in that back room behind the MP. What are they going to do this at?
Everybody can't afford to run that big money like that.
Hey, listen, where they going to run at?
They're going to run at Dinwiddie.
What day is that?
The same day you going to light that missile up. They're going to keep the heating track for you.
I would not light it up until I see them run for that $200, $500. I would not light it up until I see that. that probably a battle race.
Well,
Hey, you don't keep on getting them on here disrespecting the sniper like that, man.
Huh?
And you don't keep on getting them on here disrespecting the sniper. Hey, Rick, you had to get Sniper on here to defend yourself.
Sniper can't defend himself. Sniper's in a pro spot right now. Don't you know where he at?
Pete, this is something I've been waiting for a long time, Pete. Everybody go see what time it is.
Hey, Big George, your mic is up. Hey, Miss Foxbody, it's 10 o'clock, but can you call out still?
Don't wake no peepers up. Don't wake no peepers up.
I can't call anyone.
I'm glad. I'm glad you can't. Peepers in the bed now. You got the keys and wrap them up.
Go ahead, Rick.
Huh?
Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah.
This Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Big George.
What's up, George? You had some people on that wanted to get at you earlier.
Yeah, what they want to get? They got my number. What's going on?
So much dialogue that went on there. I forgot who it was. I don't think it was running there, but
Daddy.
I forgot. Well, Pro Stock Joe wanted to know where you're going to be at VNP on the 24th because you is hero.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there because I'm putting the camaraderie up a little bit.
And Hey, Big George, you give me the break? Give me the break down VNP.
Who is this?
I need the break. It's Covenant. You going to step the camera up? I need a break.
Cover, I can't give you number, Cover. I'm not even, I'm enough man to say I'm not even in your class. But all that laughing doing and that smiling, you can't get it, Cover. I hear serial killer trying to get at you. So, I mean, don't get cute and sassy, Cover.
What's going on, Big Joe?
Hey, nothing, Shelly. Listen to y'all. Yeah, Rick, I'm going to DMV with you tomorrow. I'll be there.
Hey, Big George.
Yeah.
It's Running Bear.
Yeah, what's going on, Running Bear? I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Black Knight might be there. Might give you a run.
Yeah, well, I ain't sitting. I mean, I'll try out for Phil Spike. Well, my blue car down in the 68. I ain't with that no more, but I got another 79 tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm gonna finish it up. I have to finish by Wednesday, but I'll definitely be there and with the car down there, buddy.
All right. Yeah, I was trying to get back with Wicked Bird because he said he wanted to do that race again. I want to let him know if the weather's right, I'll be there.
Well,
Running Man, he may be listening. He just texted me back, said he's working underground, so he may be listening. I don't know, but he may be listening.
Okay, well if he's listening, Wickerberg, on the 24th, I believe it is, I'll be there if the weather's right.
I really like to try it. Who is the black? That's your brother, ain't it, Running Bear?
No, that's my cousin. My brother got a Nova.
Your cousin got a purple, a black and red one or something?
Nah, that's a friend of mine. The NASA boys.
Oh, yeah.
With the Black Knight, the Black Camaro.
The 79?
Yes.
Yeah, I try.
Okay.
I try.
I'll let him know.
Hey, I was told Ricky Fox was on. Is he out there?
Fox, you there? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, this is a Black Knight right here. Hey, Running Bear.
Yeah.
Running Bear, I just talked to Styles. Wicked Bird, he's trying to buzz back in on you right now.
Okay, Big Joy, the Black Knight on the line.
Yo, what's going on, Black Knight?
Yo, what's up, Big Joy? What you doing?
I ain't doing nothing, man. I got another seminar process. This is stock suppression, but I'll definitely try you. I'll try you.
All right, you going to be in VMP on the 24th?
I definitely will be there.
All right, we still sitting the same way, stock suspension with small blocks.
Yo, I'm sitting on stock suspension. I want a real stock suspension now. Frame ain't tied in or nothing on 8.5 rear, but I still don't respect you now. I don't think you can beat none of my Camaros.
All right, we still stock suspension, leaf springs, 8.5 Caltrax, small blocks. Still same thing, 3,100 pounds.
Yeah, I'm
3475.
I got a big block in my car.
Okay. I'm going to do it to
8 miles? Well, it'll make a difference. I'm able to do this right. I'll put between one of them $300, $500 that you can get action.
All right. We'll do a head up to the 8 mile then.
You got it. You can get it.
Down for 500.
John.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
man.
Don't run him no more than 8 miles, because he liable to knock the cones out the damn place.
Running man.
Come
on, Running Man.
So, Big George, we do a head up to the 8 mile for 500.
I said in between 3 and 5, we'll see.
What you say?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I got the snipe on.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, sniper.
Yeah, I heard the old Jack talk a little smack about this race coming up. I was seeing it.
Yeah, sure he is.
Snipe, I ain't seeing nothing. They lying.
Okay. Well,
what's on your mind anyway, since we came on? They can wake you up and get you on the slide. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is kill. Kill the opponent. And if you're my opponent, which you are, I have to kill you.
Okay.
Well, he's doing the best thing, killing. I understand.
He said killing or chilling. Somebody got a lot of background noise. Somebody got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, whoever that is with the background noise, can you mute your phone, please?
Sound like they're in a nightclub or something.
With the background noise, please mute your phone, please. Or Miss Fox, somebody, can you find out who that is and mute their line for me?
There you go.
It sounds like in a nightclub, else they're selling bootleg and look out their house. It sounds like it's good, too. Go ahead, Sniper.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is for all you people out there that like to see the Old Jacks go down on the 24th, you're going to get a chance to see it live and in color.
Well, if that's the case, it won't be enough land out there to hold all the people that want to see this here.
I'm for the people. I'm trying to give them what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you that, they sure going to see something.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you come to the line. It's time is over.
I can tell you, I love it because I'm the underdog, and I love being the underdog. Everybody at the track Sunday. Sunday I was walking around, and everybody at the track, nobody would speak to me, but as I walked by, I hear him say, Old Jack's going to kill the sniper. But when I walked and said hi to him, they said, hey, how you doing, Sniper? And then as soon as I walk away, I hear him say, oh, Sniper's going to get killed by the Old Jack. So y'all thought I didn't hear you, but I heard you.
Well, the thing is, you know, Sniper, when we come out there on the land, you know, once I turn that missile loose, you know, it's going to be kind of tough. And I'm here to do what I got to do to you. You know, it's going to be a sad story. All I can tell you, I'm writing another book, and this book should be published no later than the first of the year. I'm a mail it to you as soon as I finish
it. It don't do no good for him to write any books because I can't read. So because I can't read, it ain't gonna do me no good.
Listen, read the first book. If you can't read, I know you got somebody in the family that know how to do a real sign language. They'll read it to you and let you know all about it.
I can't read. That's why I go up against all the biggest opponents there are in Grudge because I ain't smart enough to duck them. So I just end up racing.
All I can tell my friends out there, all I can tell all my friends out there in radio land, if you're able to be down at the VP, come on down and see what we... I'm going to melt the snow. When it started snowing, I'm going to stop at midways up in the sky.
Yeah, but you know what happens sometimes when you melt the snow? What happens? That all that water gets loose and drowns you. So don't get drowned when you're melting that snow.
My Lord.
I don't want to take over this show, this nice show Pete and Rick have. I was down at MIR on Sunday, and I got to watch some good racing. Rick, I hated it for you because you was way out in front. I didn't have a favorite in the race, but I hated to see you hurt something. I hope you didn't hurt nothing real bad. What'd you do, break a rocker?
I haven't looked at it yet, Sniper, so I don't know. I'm not going to say. I haven't looked at it yet.
I'm betting 5 to 100 it's a rocker you broke. We'll see.
Yeah, I'll find out by Sunday.
Who would you race in Krieger when you broke that rocker?
Mark Hayes is he got a silver Mustang. 29 inch tire Mustang.
I was sure glad to see the fellas out there racing down there in Maryland, and I hope there's a lot more of it. I hope a bunch of them come out to Virginia and race, and hope we can see more action. Still, the action was a little slow. I sat around there for 6 hours and didn't see about one or two races get off. But that wasn't the racer's fault completely. But I guess when they have 400 cars show up to the track, that makes it tough.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I did notice, it seemed like a lot of people at the track, well, there was about 50% of the people at the track were scared to race, and the other 50% were glad they were. 49%. And then you have 1% that actually did race. So that's not bad, I guess. But they were better than me because I didn't even show up with a car. So I guess I shouldn't say nothing.
So you don't get all your testing already then, Sniper?
I don't need a test, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a lot of confidence.
Whenever you see me at the track, I have confidence. There's not been a time when you've ever seen me at the track when I haven't been confident.
But you done got a little more confidence, and you said you don't need to test.
I don't feel like I do need to test. I haven't really not taken nothing from you guys, but I haven't seen anything that was super impressive from you guys this year. So you just got to show me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to show you now, sure enough.
Listen, not only you.
I'm going to show all your fans. I'm going to show all your fans and all my fans.
I like to make another little wager on the side. Can we side bet on this too?
Huh?
I like to make a little wager on the side for the loser. Something the loser has to do if they lose.
What's that?
I ain't really something. You got to get on this show, or you got to do something, and do something, and vice versa if I lose. If you lose this race, you're going to have to get on here and eat crow on the show or something. Ricky, come up with something good on that.
All right, they got
here. Can we make Terry wear a bra around the track or something?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What about wearing the pink underwear like JC did?
Yeah.
Terry, that should be very challenging for you, Terry.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of background noise. Maybe somebody else came in the house selling some booze or something. I don't know what's going on here. Peter, that in your house, Peter?
Oh, that ain't me, sir. That ain't me.
Now, say that to Sniper.
Yeah.
Now say that again.
I said I like to sweeten the pot a little bit. And it's not money, because money can't hurt y'all. Y'all got too much money that y'all could outbet me. I don't have enough money to bet with y'all. But what I'm talking about, I want to get something. I want to bet something personal that hurt our pride if we lose it. So
what's
I
that?
Want you if you're willing to do that.
All depends what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Wearing some pink panties around the track.
I gotta come up with something. Come up with something.
Okay, come up with something. And let me know.
Okay.
Hey,
we gotta come up with something. And for the people, fans that are out there, if they got something, if they could work.
Somebody saying something about wearing some pink panties.
Yeah, that's one option.
Well, that wouldn't really be nothing challenging for Terry, because he already wears pink panties. So
that would not look nice on my body. First of all, that would look nice. First of all, I got too much hair.
That ain't what Sterling said. Sterling said you look good in pink panties.
I'm gonna try to find. Let me see what I can find for you.
Hey, look! Listen to Sterling laughing right there. Let's hear him laughing about it now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Okay then.
That mean for you to shut up. That mean that the show is over.
Oh, okay. Well,
that mean that the show got to be over. Matter of fact, it's 10 o'clock. Something after 10, I got to find out where all my chillings are. I got to go. Bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Good talking to you, Terry, and I can't wait to see you, buddy.
That's right. That'll work. All day and all night long. Sniping.
Terry,
talk to you.
I can't wait to tear the fur off your ass.
Hey, listen, and I can't wait to get you walking on your tiptoes. But it's nice. I can't wait to get you walking on your tiptoes again.
Yeah. Well, God dang, I'm already following you. I don't need to be on my tiptoes. I see right over the floor.
No, every time I meet you, Sniper, you start walking on your tiptoes.
Yeah.
I know
you've grown about 4 or 5 inches then.
I'm gonna hurt you real bad this time. This time here, once I hurt you, I guess you're gonna stop racing us. Period. Matter of fact, we're going to my closet tonight and make up something for you.
Well, I tell you, I don't think there's no man that could ever stop me from racing. Period. You may make me regroup. You may make me come back stronger. You may make me work harder, but you can't make me quit.
That
ought to be obvious by now.
I'm gonna make you quit.
Mm-hmm. I bet you quit before I quit. Now let's bet $1,000 on that.
No, you can bet $200 on that. You're right, because I'm not ready to get out of it.
I'm trying to lock my bet in now. Come on now, Terry.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I know you're right about that. Hello. I tell you, it won't be long, buddy.
Hey, long.
Right.
Well, matter of fact, I got to get out here in the past and milk my bull. I got to go see y'all.
Right.
Start praying now.
All right. Well, that was Terry of the Old Jacks. I appreciate him coming on. Hey, Sniper, I appreciate you taking time out your evening to get on.
I'm just getting off work, but I'm working hard. I got to save my pennies so I can bet it in this pot.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I've been working hard since Sunday, or Monday, should I say.
Trying to recruit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to lick your wounds.
Yeah, man. But it'll be all right. It's a part of racing, so it happens. But I'll be back.
Well, I enjoyed being y'all's show. I'll catch y'all next week on the show.
Okay. I appreciate you coming on.
Come on.
Get my number and give in my ass. Well, I can't lock him in the same way. Running back.
Yeah.
Styles just sent me a text message saying he's on the subway on the way home. To get your number or give you his number so y'all can lock in same race him with the back tie through the quarter for on spray.
No. Back tie through the eighth.
Well, I tell you what, can you text me your number while you're on the phone?
No, I'm on my house phone right now. But I can give it to you. Ain't no problem.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me get your number before we get off the show.
All right.
Well, it looks like it's going to be some a pretty eventful weekend. Well, the next 2 weekends, should I say.
If everybody show up and say they're going to show up.
Yeah.
If these guys lock them in, if they don't show up, we're paying the phone call money. So that phone call money, make them show sometime on the Rick.
Hey, is that a low blow, man? You trying to insinuate something, man?
No, I'm just saying, I know if I lock my money, I'm coming.
Yeah, trust me, I can tell you firsthand. When I was at the track Sunday, man, and like I said, I got there at 12, didn't make my first pass till 4. And it was before 4 when I got to the lane, but I had my issue with my nitrous line, and they backed me off. And I was sitting back there in the car, man, ready to throw a fit. I'm like, man, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to get this motherfucker $500 for nothing. Trust me, I was back there worried. I made a pass. I stopped at the trailer long enough to put some gas in my little 2 gallon fuel cell and throw everything in my car that I needed and get back to the lanes. I got to the lanes at 4:27. So losing that punk out it will make you get to a race.
That's right.
Running man, what's your cell phone number?
804.
Yep.
731.
4629. Yeah, tell him
give me a
holler. Yep, I will do that.
And tell him that he can call me tonight.
Okay.
Because I ain't in the bed. I'm retired. I don't need to go to bed.
I know that's right.
Favorite.
Anybody have any closing statements of any races or anything going on within the next 2 weeks that you want to speak on?
Hey, Rick, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, what's going on in MIR this Sunday?
That I know of, the next 2 weekends are just Chess and Tune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think this weekend just passed was the biggest weekend where they had the swap meet in Test and Tune, and I think they had a gambler's race, I think. So just, you know, the normal stuff, Test and Tune and possible gambler's race.
Okay, I just heard the guys talking about running on Sunday. I didn't know if it was somebody having a show or just they were running Test and Tune or something.
Yeah, they're just grudge matches on doing Test and Tune, that's all.
Okay.
Anyone else with any closing statements?
Hey, hold on. Eric, is Ralph still on here?
Ralph, you still there?
Ralph is not on.
Okay. All right. Ralph fell off. All right. Did you have anything else you want to say, Pete?
No. I just say, I ain't do shit this year. This year was a bad year for me. But next year, I'll be back. Early gun smoking.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Manhattan boys. I thought Red was gonna cross that line this past weekend. I guess he changed his mind.
Hold on, matter of fact, I talked to Red. He said y'all be talking a lot of trash. I think he was done for the year, but y'all keep talking. He might have to come back out.
Who was that you said had?
With that white Malibu.
Oh, Red. He
said he was going to cross the line this past weekend, and I guess he didn't make it.
Yeah, well, I had heard that he had some issues with his son, but I don't know how true that is, but if that's the case, you know, I understand, you know, that's more important, so.
Right.
Let him deal with what he got to deal with, and whenever he get back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
great. Hey, your hat, so would you want to try to get some on Red for the 24th?
Well, I wanted to finish blowing everything else off the car. I want to go ahead and blow the doors off and trunk off.
Hey, hold on. Give me a minute. I can't let you say that without getting them on the phone. Hold on.
Nah, Rick said don't get them on the phone.
No, sir. Hold on, Rick. Give me 2 minutes.
I don't know if Red got his car straight from Maryland.
I'm calling right now, running back.
Yeah, Ricky Fox was on earlier, and I guess we couldn't hear him. He said he could hear us, but we couldn't hear him.
I mean, yeah, sometimes that happened because Ms. Fox about it. I was on for a while, and I had to have somebody. I called Gina and told Gina to call and have y'all open my mic up.
Oh, okay.
So Ms. Fox about it what now?
I had to have somebody call to have my mic open up because I was listening to it for 45 minutes, and I couldn't get in. But, hey, Trigger, yeah, you're right. Red is having some problem with his son and also his father. Father's sick, too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, his mind's somewhere else. I understand that. So.
Hey,
y'all,
talking about a guy named Ralph. Is that Ralph from Charles City with the Vega?
No, that's Ralph Hale from the Alley Boys.
Oh, okay.
Who was Pete getting ready to call?
I thought the Red. He said he was done for the year. He wasn't gonna run his car more. He hadn't got a street yet. And when the hood blew off.
Okay. Well,
that's cool.
Hey, Cuffy, you still there? Cubby. Well, I guess Cubby fell off. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and end the show. I appreciate William Brown getting on, Larry and Purple Rain, excuse me, Terry and Sterling and Michael and Cubby, Marquise, Black Clegg, excuse me, the Hatton Boys, Running Bear, you know, Styles, Cliff,
G Money. You know, everybody that's making something happen. Everybody that's making something happen around the area. Gene, Lou. Kind of miss hearing from my man Kenny and John. But
ow, boy.
Hey, you know John ain't gonna say nothing until we get ready to race. When we get something to go in the water box, he'll stick his head back up, but he can't hit the bushes right now.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it'd be nice to hear him on the show, you know, from time to time, whether he ready to engage or not. But we all about to have a long winter. So we'll figure out how to keep this going over the next 3 months.
A word for the wise. Any of y'all want to win some Christmas money? Or Ricky, if you want to recover your money from that you lost the weekend, bet on Shark Dog and Wayne Brown. Trust me, you're going to get your money back.
Well, that may be a good bet.
Don't you see how far you looked at the other day? Watch what I tell you. Them two are going to be the same way on Purple Rain.
Okay.
Yeah, bang, going to be Purple Rain.
Hey, right now, man, my finance is like the housing market, man. I'm upside down terribly. You hear me? So, I'm making some strides to get back, man. But it's gonna be a little haul for the rest of this week. I might be all right come Monday, but right now it ain't looking too good yet.
Well, it don't matter. Just think about it. If you got 100 and you bet, you got 200. Whatever you got, you're gonna double it. So it got to get better.
Yeah.
Hey, some people won't take that.
Yeah, you're right about that. So, with that being said, Ms. Foxbody, I appreciate you taking the time out to run the board. Again, like I said, you know, Grudge Inc. is having a end-of-the-year banquet January the 19th.
Hey, Rick, I think they canceled it, didn't they?
No, not to my knowledge, they did.
No, they didn't cancel.
I know last time on Coke Killer Show, they said they was going to cancel it. I don't know. But they might change their mind. Don't stay with me last night, though. So check into that just in case.
Oh. Well, yeah. I called Jay about that yesterday. I know last week that's what was going on last week. So.
Yeah, it was just some controversial.
Well, you know what? I doubt very seriously that the banquet is going to get canceled. I doubt that. But I will check just to be, have all my bases covered.
Some controversial stuff that came up and people were just messing with it. Got a little aggravated, I guess, and said, heck with it. Cause you know how it is when people try to do something and you got the naysayers and the haters that try to knock everything. So then that make people be like, well, I ain't going to do nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, they can say what they want to say, but Grudge Inc. is on the move and is moving real fast. So, it might be a few bumps in the road, but I don't think nothing's going to stop it because nobody else is doing what Grudge Inc. is doing. So, but again, I appreciate everybody coming on, and we're going to see what happened this weekend and come back next Thursday and chop it up again. And from there, figure out, you know, what we're going to do over the winter, how we're going to run this show, what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about, where we're going to be, stuff like that. And do not put that on your head. Take it. Give me that. And so I'm going to let everybody go. My little man. My little man trying to put a plastic bag over his head. So I'm going to get off the show. Good night. Again, appreciate everybody. Ms. Foxbody, Rudge Inc., Jay Bonds, Pete, and all the callers. Till next Thursday, everybody be safe and enjoy your turkey day.
Later.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and
technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.